Morning, everybody.
Hang on.
And we're in the Christmas season, and I want you to have joy. And I want you to have joy today and hope. We have hope in Jesus Christ. Amen? He's the hope for the world. Well, in the bulletin, I just want to tell you that today I spoke with Karen, and she is doing the Bible study. She does it along with Vicki at 6:30 at her house. And so I just want to remind you that that's up. And also Friday, we will have prayer again. We had a good time praying Friday at the house. It was the Lord really placed to pray for other pastors in the area. He also had us pray for different church services, that people, salvation, that give their heart to the Lord. We also pray for various cities. Different things worldwide that was going on. And so it was not just a focus on ourselves and our church here, but a focus on things that were going on out there. And we've got a good group here today, and I'm very thankful for that. And I just want to invite you to our home. We start it right at 6:30. We usually have coffee, hot chocolate, some kind of beverage. Sometimes we have lunchies, we get into the popcorn, kind of get into various stuff, but we're really focusing on the Lord. So I just want you to know you're more than welcome to come anytime. And we're going to do something a little bit different today. Usually, you know, we have the announcements and Joe prays, and that is the same. But we're going to do a little skit today instead of the sermon, and then we're going to sing some Christmas carols, and we're going to sing Christmas carols all the way through December 25th, and I think that's exciting. And I don't know if you've noticed, but have you noticed that the Christian radio stations, they started doing the Christmas carols soon, early. Sometimes you just wait forever, so they're kind of getting in the spirit too. Amen? I kind of want to read you some of the names of Jesus. It's very important to me. Also, I have the little booklet here from Our Daily Bread, and it says Celebrating Jesus, and a lot of people ask me about that. And then all the extras, we take them and give them out to the public, and Echo, which is used to be Love in the Name of Christ, we take all our extra booklets there. And so anytime anybody comes in their store, they get a daily bread. It says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Wonderful Counselor, the Holy One, the Lamb of God, the Prince of Life. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the Root of David. He is the Word of Life. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our advocate. He is the way. He is our dayspring. He is the Lord of all. And I am the Son of God, the shepherd and the bishop of souls. I am the Messiah, the truth, the Savior, the chief cornerstone. I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am the righteous judge. I am the light of the world. I am the head of the church. I am the morning star. I am the Son of Righteousness. I am the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the horn of salvation. I am the governor, and I am the Alpha and the Omega, the reason for the season. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Carol. Amen. I'm going to read you few verses here out of Luke, and something I have of us may have read at one time or another, but when you stop and read it slowly, it kind of takes on a little different meaning. I've read it and just zinged right on through it. But I want to read it to you, and then we'll talk about it a second here. This is when, after Mary was, the angel had visited her and told her she's going to be given birth. And she goes to see her relative Elizabeth. I think we all know that story, correct?
Yes.
And anyway, now this is in Luke, chapter 1, verse 39. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
She's carrying a baby too, who was John the Baptist. But when she heard Mary's voice, I find that amazing. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Like that. So evidently, Mary brought something pretty special. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Speaking of Mary. "But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" She already knew who that baby was that Mary was carrying. The mother of my Lord. In the Lord, that word is capitalized here. That the mother of my Lord, she knew who the Messiah was already. And you go up a few verses here, it says Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit when she heard Mary's voice. Being a revelation to her right there. Mary's coming with something special in her womb. So, you know, you read that real quick and you don't quite get the depth of that. "But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as your voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe she's carrying, John the Baptist, who turns up, leapt in my womb for joy." That baby knew who Mary was carrying. That infant knew who the infant was in Mary. That's kind of mind-boggling, isn't it? By the Holy Ghost. That's what happened. "Blessed is she." Well, I'm going to read that again. "For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy." There it is right there. So, that's mind-boggling. It's all of a spiritual nature. The Holy Ghost filled Elizabeth, and she knew by the Holy Ghost who Mary was carrying. The Lord. She knew Mary was carrying the Lord. And that baby that Elizabeth was carrying recognized the majesty, the royalty that Mary was carrying in her. And her baby left for joy. So it's kind of a... I don't know if we could ever see that when we get to heaven. Just see that scene. I'd like to see that scene myself. It'd be mind-boggling. I don't know if that's proper even to say it that way. I'd like to see that scene. But I think it'd be just an awesome thing to see the the infant, John the Baptist, in her womb, leaping for joy at the baby that Mary is carrying. The baby who is going to be the Savior of the world. And by the Holy Ghost, that's how one recognizes the other. So, thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you love the whole world, that you sent your Son, Jesus. And by these verses, Lord, that we just read here, we see that he is not only God, he's human. He came into this world just like we came into this world. So we could identify with him, so the world could identify with him. He is holy man and holy God also. And we just thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing this about. You brought about the birth of Jesus in Mary. And also, you made it possible for Elizabeth in her old age to have the forerunner of Jesus, John the Baptist. So we thank you for those mighty miracles, just awesome things, Lord God. And we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he grew up and took on an awesome task of saving the world. Saving the world. Saving you, saving me. So, Father God, we thank you for such a great time, a great season, and we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus. And yes, later on in his life, he endured some horrible things. He endured death on the cross for us. But right now, we are celebrating his birth and the love you had for mankind by sending your Son down to this earth to save the world. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
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 Yeah. Hey, Karen, I'm looking for you. Where are you? Come on, we got things to do. Come on.
They cleaned it up.
Oh, my gosh, girl. We got so much.
Yes.
You know?
It's going to be so busy.
I know. God, there's just so much to do. I don't know how we're supposed to get all this done.
I don't know.
You know, what title did God give to us anyways?
We are the cleaning angels.
We're the cleaning angels. What a privilege that is. We get to clean the throne room.
I just love to clean.
Oh, yeah. What a title.
Yes. Get to clean the throne room. I'm just so excited.
You know what? There's other angels in heaven too. Why can't they help? What's the problem here? Who was that?
Not have that great anointing.
Oh, a great anointing. Yeah, that's why we're here. Yes. Cleaning everything up.
I just think, we're just so honored to clean the throne room.
Yeah, that's one good thing. Yeah. Clean the throne room.
We're not like
the
Michael,
other
where we have to fight the battles. Yeah.
Michael can fight all he wants. Hallelujah. What about that Gabriel?
I can't blow that horn.
No, I He's can't blow that horn either.
No, it ain't mine.
No, you know, Gabriel, he's been quite busy lately, hasn't he?
Yeah.
There's something really going
There's
on.
There's been a lot of stuff talking
about. Yeah, I know it.
Do you know the secret about it? I do.
Because come here over here. We can take a little bit of a break.
You can?
Come on. And look at this.
Okay, we won't get in trouble now, right?
We're always in trouble.
Well, I know that.
This way we're the cleaning angels. We haven't kind of got a bad hierarchy
yet. Don't remind me that I'm a trouble.
Yeah. Well, I borrowed this scroll from the scroll room.
Okay.
And I just borrowed it. I didn't keep it.
You borrowed it?
Yeah. Did you get permission?
I might have, you know, I think it's a senior moment, like I don't really remember if God said I could use it, but I know I gotta take it back.
Okay.
So.
Think we should do this, Marie?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it's gonna hurt nothing.
Maybe not.
I mean, it just goes on and on and on, this scroll.
And look at this.
Look at this. Do you know what?
Yeah!
Isn't it unreal? This Holy Spirit, look at all the stuff he's been involved in.
Oh, you know what, it needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, I know, but we better be careful how we clean it, you know? You're supposed to have gloves, aren't you, to touch these scrolls?
I have holy hands, Marie.
Oh.
I'm not worried about no gloves. I got holy hands.
I got holy hands too, but they get dirty. They get real dirty. I mean, we have things to do here. Now, I want you to look at this for a minute. Okay.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of, well, it's gossip up here.
Now, Marie, there is no gossip in the heavenly throne room. Not even in heaven. We speak the truth here.
You just hear a little bit.
La, 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 la,
you just hear a little bit. Just a little
la,
bit.
La, 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 la.
Well, we
holy
have
Lord,
to know.
Lord.
I mean, get practical. Look at this scroll with me so we know what's going on.
Okay,
it says in here that, well, I think even Pastor Joe on Earth talked a little bit about it.
Oh, those earthlings.
I know. Aren't the earthlings something else? I don't know
I don't
why God even cares about the earthlings.
They're so busy trying to go shopping.
Oh,
they got to do their baking.
And they got a wrap. And they're fighting. It's just terrible down there.
They got their jingle bells and their silver bells and their Christmas lights. And they
just forget the whole true meaning of Christmas.
Right. Isn't that so sad?
Yeah, it's all about Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Well, look at this scroll with me because it says here that Mary was visited by an angel. And guess which angel? Gabriel. So, I don't know about that. I just know it says in the Word that he visited Mary.
Well, I heard him practicing, and he was quite good.
I know, but you can hear him all over heaven.
But he was so good.
So Gabriel is supposed to, well, he was talking to Mary and said that Mary was favored, and you know, she was just a teenager. And that
wasn't she about 13?
She's 14. Get her right the facts, the truth. 14, about 14. And anyways, when he visited her, he said that she was going to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit was going to come upon her, and she was going to have baby Jesus. Can you believe it?
No!
And you know what? Instead of Mary going, really? Like we would say?
Yeah.
She said, be it unto me, I am a servant of the Most High God.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
as a teenager. Can you believe that? As a teenager?
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mary's heart.
Isn't that something?
Awesome.
Because you know, the Word says.
Yes, but there's a Word says.
That Jesus and the Lord God, he looks at our heart. He knows us inside and out. That's a good idea. Get the spots out. Get all the dirt out of that part. Yep. And then it says Gabriel went and visited Joseph and told Joseph what was going on and that he had to take Mary into where he had to pay taxes at and the baby would be born. But before all that happened, When Holy Spirit came, laid on Mary, whatever the Holy Spirit does, you know, the Holy Spirit does its own thing.
Yeah,
we can't control the Holy Spirit.
No.
So the Holy Spirit impregnates Mary, and she's like, I don't know, because I know that her Aunt Elizabeth is pregnant, like the word says.
Aunt Elizabeth's
yeah,
pregnant?
Yeah, 5 months when Mary goes to visit her. That's what the word says. Five months she's
such
pregnant.
Such a miracle.
I know.
That's such a miracle.
Isn't it a miracle? Because she's old.
Yes.
Is she old? That's what it says in this scroll.
Well, we're not much older.
Oh,
wait.
We're not talking about that. And on top of that, when she goes to see Elizabeth, Elizabeth is carrying John the Baptist. But you know Zechariah, he works in the temple, and he would, and you know, the Holy Spirit said what his name was going to be called John.
And he got,
the Holy Spirit closed his mouth.
He shouldn't.
And I never go against the Holy Spirit. We even know that up here, right? And so, when Mary went to see Elizabeth, it said the babies knew each other by the Holy Spirit, and the baby just bounced in the womb. You ever had
like
that happen? That one of the things that's so important, even for mamas, those earthlings
yes.
that are having babies,
yes.
that what is so important is that they sing and pray to their baby
right.
while they're in the womb, because they can know the Holy Spirit just like that.
Yes.
They don't have to wait or nothing. Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
I know. But you know, I just don't understand why God really cares about these earthlings. I really don't.
You know, I can't figure that out either.
It makes no sense.
We just get stuck blessed.
Yeah.
With cleaning.
I know. I guess.
Well, I guess we have to be joyful in all things, Marie.
I know. You know, it's
I
like
know. It's very hard sometimes. But you know what? We get such glory worshiping the Lord cleaning.
I know. Every day we can clean
yes.
and do what we want
yes.
for Him. Hallelujah.
Yes. And it's not every day we get to clean the throne room.
I know.
That's a privilege.
That's
it's
a privilege. And there's other
glory.
Throne rooms.
Just
there's other thrones.
Room.
Do you know that? It says there's 12 on that side and 12 on the other side. 12 for the disciples.
No, you're going to clean those 12 thrones over there, and I'm going to clean these 12 thrones over here.
Why can't we just do it together? What's the problem?
Well,
we get it done faster. We got things to do.
I guess so.
All right.
Sounds like
we
a good
do.
Thing.
We have things to
okay.
do. Well, let's get back to this scroll.
Okay.
This scroll says that, you know, Herod, he was king, right? Wasn't
yeah.
Herod king?
Yeah.
And he went and he was looking for the Messiah.
Uh-oh.
He looked for the Messiah. He didn't have any idea where that baby was at.
Wow.
Because
what happened?
Well, according to what this scroll says, whoa, Herod got all up here insane, and he killed all those babies that were two
oh,
and younger.
That's so
isn't that
sad.
Awful?
Yes.
It is awful
so
that things like that would happen.
That's so
very
sad.
I know. And even all the babies on earth that just don't make it for various reasons. They're up with the Lord. Just
oh,
telling you right
now.
Jesus? Yep, they're up with
him. I feel
him.
So
hallelujah.
Much better.
Isn't
feel good
yeah.
about
that? At least one good
no,
thing. Hallelujah.
Jesus for all
hallelujah,
Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank
you,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And bless the Lord. I don't have to change
yeah.
no diapers.
Yeah, we're just have to clean the place up. Heaven, it says, is clean and beautiful. So
yes.
that's a big job.
That's
but
a big
anyway,
job.
Yeah.
And we're important.
Yeah. And according to this scroll, this is what's so important. It says that an angel, probably Gabriel again, mm-hmm. he's been so busy. There's a bright, bright star. Some people just call it the Star of Bethlehem. Some just say the star. But there was such a bright star, according to this scroll, that it lit up the whole shepherd's field. It was so bright that even the angels that stood.
So is that where all those angels were getting ready?
Yes.
And, oh, well,
yes.
We weren't invited.
room cleaned up, maybe God will let us be part of the heavenly host so we can get before all those shepherds. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be so awesome.
That would be great. And you know what? You know what? According to this scroll, that the shepherds, you know, like they can bring their sheep anytime to the temple and stuff, the spotless ones, to sacrifice to our God. But you know what? The shepherds could never enter the temple.
That's right.
Because they weren't worthy. They were kind of like the trash of the land something.
They're stinky.
And they stink. Yeah. But you know what? The Lord, that's who
God loves.
Yes, He loves everybody.
You know what? What? He loves us for us.
I know it. Even when we do things wrong up here, He still loves us. But you know what? That angel appears. Are you listening to me? My gosh, I mean, you get with it. I mean, no wonder we're in trouble all the time. We just don't listen. We don't know how to listen. But anyways, Gabriel did appear to the shepherds, and the word says that they were scared and they kind of hid. Now, why would anybody be frightened of Gabriel?
I really don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because Gabriel, he's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And he plays so wonderful.
I know. And he said to him, do not be afraid.
Huh.
And he said,
those earthlings, you can't understand them.
No, but they were scared. They have
plain,
such fear.
They're just plain strange.
Yeah, very strange.
Very strange. They're mysterious people.
Yeah, they really are.
I can't figure them out.
Well, you know what? They're coming someday. The ones that accept Jesus as their personal Savior, they're going to come up here in heaven and be with us.
What? What?
And you know what? Maybe we can let them be
goodness.
The cleaners.
Are you sure about that?
That's what this scroll says.
Better read it again.
I don't need to read it again. I read it once. That's good enough.
You show it.
Right here. Look what it says.
Oh, my goodness. And where are all those people going to be?
I don't know.
Oh, my
God. Heaven must be pretty big. And you know what?
Gabriel, that means he's got to do a lot of building. There's no housing up here right now.
Well, it says the mansion's in heaven, but, you know, there's this teaching that's going on down here on earth that says there's no such things as mansions. They don't get it. If they only knew how many mansions we cleaned. And each one is individual.
Yes.
According to how God wants them to have their mansion.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If you like flowers, you're going to have lots of
flowers.
Flowers.
Yeah, we do all that cleaning.
Yep, all that. It's just a lot of work, ain't it?
Yes,
but
sure
anyways,
is.
You know, Gabriel did appear to the shepherds. I don't know how we convince them not to be as scared.
Yeah.
But he explained to them that there was going to become a baby that was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea.
Judea.
Because that's where, I guess, that David had to go back and pay his taxes and stuff. And you know what? When I was reading this, I was so amazed because, you know, Joseph took her. That had to be rough to be on that donkey.
A donkey.
Donkey.
Why on earth would he put her on a donkey?
I don't know. It makes no sense. And
he
got
her
there.
On a camel.
I know, but he didn't. The word says a donkey. And she took extra things and cloths and swaddling clothes and blankets and, you know, things like that, you know, with her for the birth of the baby. And so you asked me, what hotel did they stay in?
What hotel?
Yeah. Well, there was no room in the inn.
So where did they go?
They
Mary
went to...
Mary couldn't have that baby on a donkey.
Joseph got her off, and she was in the stable, and some people call
stable.
It a cave. Yeah, that's where the baby
Marie,
was born. That is what this says right here.
The truth is spoken here now.
Is the truth. Some people say it's a stable. Some people say it's a stable cable. A stable cave. I don't know, but it's where all the animals were kept.
Wow.
And Joseph, because I listen to that earthling pastor, Joe, because I don't know the difference between straw and hay. And so I always ask him, what is the difference between straw and hay? And he says, one is gentler, one is softer, one you feed to the animals. Well, Joseph had to clean that mess up in there. He had to fix it up, and it says...
Well, he's gonna call us.
I'm not doing no more than I have to do.
Oh.
I don't get paid enough for that. You know, if you don't get minimum wage, why work?
Because you get blessed by the Holy Spirit, and you get all types of treasures here, Marie.
Okay, whatever.
You get everything.
That's why I've been still cleaning after 100 years.
It's an honor to clean.
Really?
It's, yes. We have that anointing that no other angels have.
Yeah, I know.
We clean for the throne room.
Yeah, I know.
We should be happy about that.
Okay, I will try to change my attitude.
Your attitude is just terrible. You're being a stinker.
I know. I like to be a stinker.
Anyways, now you told me that there's no room in the inn for that baby.
Yeah.
So where'd that baby go? Are you telling me he was in that barn and that underneath that straw?
Yes, and he was in the trough. He was in a metal, it's kind of like a cement thing that they either put water or they put hay in that the animals eat out of. They literally put new stuff in there.
And they put Jesus in there?
And they put baby Jesus in there. Can you believe it?
How sad.
But you know what? If you go all the way and follow the scroll, it says that when Jesus died and he was put in the tomb, that he lay on a cement pad, just like the trough that he was born and laid in.
Wow.
Isn't that something? A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
There's a reason for everything in this scroll. So it says that Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. And guess who was there? Who were the first people there?
Who?
The shepherds! The shepherds!
Stinky shepherds.
Yes. And it was so powerful because I don't think all of them got there, but many of them got there. And it said they just bowed down. And I thought to myself, I had to read that 3 or 4 times. Because I thought, why would God ever have the shepherds be the first people there?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that.
Mysterious purpose.
Yes, the mysterious things of God. We don't know all the answers.
No, we don't.
But I think that's exciting.
Yes.
That they got a chance to come and honor King Jesus. Isn't that powerful?
Did they bring them any more presents?
They brought any gifts. They just came with their hearts to love him.
That's a gift.
Yeah, to love him.
That's
a gift. And honor him for who he is. You know, they didn't have to literally have gifts. I'm sure God's got something down the path here that someone's going to be bringing gifts to the baby, but he won't be a baby anymore. He'll be about 2 years old.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk about that next Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got more scroll.
I have a lot more to talk about. The baby Jesus, the hope of the world, came in a manger, in a trough, in a cave or barn, so that we could have joy and we could have salvation. Isn't that something to be excited about? That our Jesus comes to everybody. He loves everybody. Everybody has value to him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
We don't sing as good as Gabriel and all the other
ones. We can't go no more as good as Gabriel either.
I know.
I wish I had that anointing, but I can't cover his anointing.
No.
I gotta be content and happy.
Yep. Be happy that we are the cleaning angels.
We are the cleaning angels.
Yeah. And you know what? We can go to God. And we can ask him. We could be part of that heavenly host. Why not? Because we could say, look at the good job we did.
Yes. Are we? Did we get everything done?
I mean, sure. So.
Let's just make one more check.
Okay.
Check.
Gotta look at it because, you know, God sees everything and he doesn't miss one spot. Just like my husband, he could find one little speck on this carpet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm done.
I'm done too.
Okay.
Let's sing Joy to the World. The King has come. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first song is Joy to the World by Casting Crowns. Stand, celebrate King with us. Oh, I don't know. I know. So we use the word casting crown. Sorry. Use their word. Ready? Oh.
Oh, come there. Thank you.
This song right here, just hold one sec, Vic. This song right here talks about a little town of Bethlehem, but it talks about right now. It talks about how things are going on in the world, and yet a baby is born and the hope to this world. It's really powerful. Listen to the words. It's been out not very long.
Thank you.
song that should be played.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wake up. He's trying to wake up his church. He's trying to wake up America.
Out upon the snow we feel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Isn't it nice to be able to be in the house of the Lord, to be able to have the privilege to worship Him?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you have your Bibles today, we are going to do Psalms 101. I will sing of the mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way.
Hallelujah.
O when will you come to see me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me, and I will go. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him will I destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early will I destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.